Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi, good evening. It's Penny. I hope you're doing well this evening. We've just got, I don't know what's going on with the ether tonight, but it is just what it is. And Matthew hasn't quite been able to join us yet. Hopefully he will join us at some stage during the actual show. So you've got me, Penny, on her own, which is not a problem for me. I'm known as a good chatter. So it's we're talking about creative visualizations and affirmations this evening, which are some really powerful tools. And it's really exciting to talk about with you, because it's something that I have used in my life with amazing results and had a lot of fun and enjoyment around creating my own creative visualizations. So, you know, how can we use creative visualizations in our life? And for me, it's very much about, using our creative imaginations to create what we would like to attract into our lives. And it's a technique that all of us use all of the time, but we're just not really aware of it. And, you know, the reasons when we imagine what a situation is going to be like, you know, it may be, going to work, and what is your day going to be like? It may be, a new situation. It may be a new job, or it may be a new event or a training or something that you're going to partake of. And you start to imagine how it's going to be. And this is very much part or the first step to using creative visualizations in your life. So it may well be that, you would like to attract that soulmate, or you would like to attract a new job. Or you're going on holiday and you're deciding on vacation, and you're deciding where you would like to go. And you start to, as I said, imagine these things. And, you know, with that imagination, you start to really begin to see it and taste it and smell it. And in that whole process, it's basically truly beginning to create a space and an inner harmony of what your heart desires. You know, it's really, again, it can be used tremendously, with tremendous power around a pathology or a disease process that you also have. And science has shown us that using creative visualizations to help you combat disease processes is really truly helpful. And, you know, in my former life, before I was CEO of Acorn to Oak, I was a nurse. And I worked in intensive care. And then post that career, I started to teach nurses how to use creative visualizations for different disease processes. And part of that very much obviously was in oncology with cancer patients and how to truly get them into inner peace and harmony so that they could deal with their disease process, and also using creative visualization to waken up DNA and different types of blood cells, which would help to revitalize them. And very much we came up with a process of using creative visualizations to help people deal with all sorts of different pathology or disease processes. So that was a really interesting and exciting time in my life to help the nurses gain experience of what what creative visualizations can do. And, you know, in order to understand how creative visualizations work, it's useful to look at several interrelated principles. And the first principle is very much that the physical world is created from energy. And, you know, I know you guys have an understanding of that, but also energy is magnetic, and everything is created in energy first. And then you can bring in some universal laws, the law of radiation and the law of attraction, because, again, looking at how we think and what we're actually doing with our mindset is, you know, a really important aspect to using creative visualizations. So when you are using creative visualizations as a process of change, it does not occur on specific levels. It's not just positive thinking. It's about exploring, discovering, changing our deepest, most basic attitudes towards life. You know, again, that is why we learn to use these techniques, and it can be a very deep and meaningful growth when we're using creative visualization. You know, in the process, we often discover ways in which we have been holding ourselves back, blocking ourselves from achieving satisfaction and fulfillment through fears and unconscious beliefs. And when I talk about unconscious beliefs, I'm also talking about the subconscious. So we store these beliefs in our subconscious. And, you know, once seen clearly, these limiting attitudes can be dissolved through the creative visualization process. And it leads to, you know, greater happiness, fulfillment, love, and all of the juicy things of life. So, you know, when you first practice at a specific time or for specific goals, as you get more into the habit of using the creative visualization tool, it can bring you into a totally new way of thinking, a new way of being. It's, you know, it's continuous awareness and a state of consciousness in which you know that you are a constant co-creator of your life. That is the ultimate point of creative visualizations, to make every moment of our lives wondrous, a wondrous creation in which we can all naturally choosing the best and the most beautiful and positive, fulfilling lives and that we can imagine. So Matthew's turned up. Yay! I thought I was going to be on my own here, hon. So I'll just hand over to you.
Slight connection issues.
All right, okay. You know, it's always
good
amazing.
Good evening, everybody. I hope you're well.
I know. So I've been talking, Matthew, just to catch you up. about using creative visualizations on our lives and how amazing creative visualizations are. And I was just sharing a little bit about the experience I had when I first started teaching creative visualizations in the health service, and some of the, I hadn't even begun to talk about the amazing results, but just saying that it's amazing that, you know, with our mindset and everything else, it's just extraordinary how powerful this tools are. You know, when people first try to visualize, you know, they feel that nothing is happening, or they're simply blocking yourselves or trying too hard to partake of creative visualizations. And, you know, there's always that inner critic of, I can't be doing this right. It's so easy. Why is this not more difficult? And, you know, I think one of the most important things is, you know, stop worrying, relax, and accept what is happening naturally to you. You know, don't get stuck in the term visualization. You know, an awful lot of people don't see a visualization. They don't see it in their inner mind, but they can feel the energy of it. And as I was stating earlier before, you know, it's about everything is energy. So, you know, if you can feel the energy of it and it feels relaxing, and it, you know, you don't need to see it with your eyes. It's, you know, sometimes people experience things in different ways. And, you know, some of it is kinesthetic. So, you know, it may well feel like, you know, if the visualization is taking you down a wonderful, you know, wooded path, and people say, you know, oh yeah, I can see the leaves, I can imagine, you know, taking the steps and walking, and they feel it within their bodies. That is feeling it and not necessarily having to see it. So, you know, it's very much it's a great thing to do guided visualizations and have sometimes somebody else's voice, so it's a very auditory experience more than a visual experience. And, you know, we all use our imaginations constantly, and it's impossible not to use your imagination, because as soon as someone says, don't think of the, you know, the pink elephant in the sitting room, you all start imagining a pink elephant. It's just, it just comes in, you know, to you. But it's also when you're looking at writing your own visualizations, because there's nothing more powerful than that. It's what you know, it's four basic steps for effectiveness. You know, you set your goal, you know, you decide on what you're going to work on, you know, create a clear picture or idea in your mind, or you can draw it if you so wish, and then focus on it often, and the more and the better and the quicker it will be, the more better. That's not very good English. That's the most effective way, you know, and it will work quicker. And it's also about giving, you know, the whole scenario as much positive energy as you can by having fun with it, you know, maybe adding some music to it. You know, you can do creative visualizations anywhere. You know, you may be out in nature and feeling, you know, the sun or the breeze on your face. And we'll talk about this more, and hopefully we'll get Matthew more involved. So we're just going to go to the break now. So thank you very much, and we'll see you on the other side.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life, ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs, and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Hey, so we're back. So I'm just gonna hand over to Matthew for a couple of minutes so that he can say hello and also bring his thoughts around creative visualizations. That's if he's there. Hello.
Yeah, so good evening, everybody. Seem to be having a few connection issues, so I hope you can hear me clearly. Visualizations was very much something I'd only really heard of when I started doing courses with Acorn to Oak. And there's a really important point that Penny made when just before the break is when I first started doing it, I would tell myself that I was doing it wrong or it needed to be a certain way, and I couldn't picture it in my mind. And I'd pick up little feelings and that sort of thing, but I'd almost tell myself it wasn't working. But it's an interesting point. The first time you start using your inner guidance, your third eye, especially when visualizing, is you can't expect it to work the first time. If you had never used your right arm and you tried to pick something up, do you think the muscle would work? Because the answer is no. And interestingly enough, there's a lot of people would say, oh, you can't use your third eye because of the fluoride that they put in water and that sort of thing. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not true. The reason we can't use our third eye when we first start trying in visualization and meditation is because we've never used it before. So when you first do it, you can tell yourself stories and try and distract yourself and say, oh, this isn't working, but it's about using all the senses. So you may feel that you smell things in a visualization. So if someone was to say you're walking through a meadow of fresh cut grass, can you feel it against your feet? Can you hear the rustling of the blades of grass as you walk through? Can you smell? So it's about using all senses. And for me, when I first started doing it, I was too much in my head around it. But I found they're so powerful, especially when trying to manifest. Almost like the secret about the secret is it's taking manifesting and going deeper. As we mentioned last week, some of the famous people like Jim Carrey, Will Smith, they put their lives down to nothing more than manifesting and creating and believing that they can do something. And a lot of that can happen within creative visualizations. It's taking an idea or taking a preference and taking it deeper. So if you say, for example, you wanted to create your ideal business, it's not only about seeing your business, but it's about seeing yourself already doing it. It's taking your manifesting once another step further. So it's seeing it, it's tasting it, smelling it, it's already being what you're trying to manifest. And I think that it's been a great thing for me. And I think one of my favorite creative visualizations was by Penny's husband, Luke. And he brought in music and talk about take us on a journey. At one point we were on rockets flying around the universe, and it is absolutely amazing when you engage your mind and how much you can experience in a visualization. It can feel emotional because it feels so real. And so, yeah, creative visualizations for me have been fantastic to do, just to enjoy and go on a journey and experience another side to us, but also from the manifestation point of view, it is about really, really putting in the effort rather than just saying to the universe, "Oh, I'd like to manifest that, please. That'd be really nice." Use a creative visualization to see it.
I think, you know, you just raised some absolutely fantastic points, Matthew. And, you know, for me, it's, you know, when you're talking about creative visualizations, it's the quickest and the cheapest way to have a holiday or a vacation, because you're visualizing yourself. I mean, you know, even me, you know, I can just take a couple of deep breaths just to settle down. And then I'm on the beach. I'm sitting on the beach. I can feel the cool sand. My feet can feel the cool sand. You know, there's the beautiful warmth. You know, for me, it's always a nice Hawaiian beach. You know, although I live near the beach, unfortunately in the UK, it's not hot all the time. But you can feel yourself. You could even bring the colours of, you know, the wonderful towels we all have when we go to the beach, because they're always colourful and, you know, and the softness and the smell of the salt in your nostrils. And you're there. You're there, 100% there, just after a couple of deep breaths. You know, yes, you know, I also teach different ways of getting into creative visualizations, but it is just having fun with it and realizing that this is time for you to look at within and just allow your imagination and your creativity to have a party, for want of another way of saying it. And, you know, there's times and there's, you know, there's prompts that you can use. I know, you know, when we're on retreat, we'll use sage, and we'll use all sorts of different things just to bring those other senses alive. When you close your eyes, remember you're going within, and you are magnificent beings who are incredibly creative. And again, it is, I said, it's the quickest way to get yourself to have a holiday or a vacation, you know, is just be comfortable with it, that inner part, that inner imagination. And it's truly effective, you know. One of the things that I also wanted to bring tonight was also, you know, as I said, creative visualizations are a tremendous tool. And the second thing that we wanted to bring to you tonight so that we can talk about is affirmations. Affirmations and creative visualizations are like, you know, they go hand in hand down the road. Because, you know, it's a very important element. And to affirm, you know, an affirmation is to make firm. A affirmation is a strong, positive statement that something is already so. And it's a way of making firm what you have been imagining. Yep. You know, so it's really important part of the process. And as I said, they walk hand in hand down the road. But it's really important to know how affirmations work. And, you know, affirmations are always phrased in the present tense. You know, always use an affirmation in the most positive way that you can. In general, or a good rule of thumb, is the shorter they are and the simpler they are, the more effective they are. Because I've seen affirmations where people have written half a page of affirmation and I go, you know, how many times are you going to be able to repeat that and remember it? You know, always choose an affirmation that feels totally right for you. In other words, you know, I would really highly recommend that you write your own, unless one really jumps out at you and you just go, actually, that resonates really well with me. And, you know, always remember you are creating something fresh and new. You know, affirmations are not meant to contradict the feelings or your emotions. They need to be in alignment with your feelings and your emotions. You know, try as much as possible to create a feeling of belief and experience that your affirmation can be true. I.e., you know, there was a stage in my life where I was a pretty beefy lady. I, you know, in pounds, I don't even know what it is in pounds, but in stone, it was about 21 stone. I was a big lady and I needed to trim down. But, you know, it was no good turning around and saying to myself, I am slim and sexy, because my mind just rejected it. I needed to say, I am, you know, I'm getting trimmer every day. That I could actually, you know, when I was dieting and losing the weight, I could believe that. But, you know, the thing with affirmations is they need to be cleared of all of that negative thought forms before you start using them, because otherwise you're basically creating a negative dialogue in your own mind. And, you know, for me, one of the affirmations, you know, obviously for myself, you know, the way that you clear an affirmation is basically have a piece of paper, draw a line down, you know, line down it, and on one side you write your affirmation, and on the other side you write your reaction to how, you know, what you're affirming. So I'll just talk, just maybe using an affirmation, I am loving and healing myself on all levels. And, you know, the first reaction may well be, no, I'm not. What about the coffee, the cigarettes, the sugar I have? So you'd write that down in the second part of the page. Then repeat it to yourself again, I'm loving and healing myself on all levels. Your reaction may be, you've got to be kidding. Yeah. Number three, I am loving and healing myself on all levels. And, you know, your negative thought forms may be, oh yeah, you haven't even started yet. And again, using the affirmation, I am loving and healing myself on all levels. And it, you know, the comments from your conscious mind may well be, you may be loving, but you ain't healing anything yet. Again, repeating the affirmation, I'm loving and healing myself on all levels. And, you know, your conscious mind will, may well come back with the response, what is healing anyway? And again, I'm loving and healing myself on all levels. And your conscious mind will may well come back with you haven't cleaned up your act yet. You know, you need to before you start healing. And, you know, then again, you repeat the affirmation, I am loving and healing myself on all levels. And it may come up with a random statement like, what is spiritual? And you write that down and you continue, I am loving and healing myself on all levels. And you may start to get some sense by this stage. That's hard to believe. Again, repeating it, I'm loving and healing myself on all levels. And you make a breakthrough and you get an okay, I'll give it a try. And then again, repeating it, you know, I'm loving and healing myself on all levels. And you may get a, okay, I can do that. So as you see with the whole process, as you repeat the affirmation, you need to clear the negative response. And, you know, as you see by the example I've just said, it may means that you drain off any negative thought forms and energy around them so that they're what we call clear and they're zero cleared. And then you can use the affirmation and you will find that using an affirmation that you have cleared basically stops the mind chatter, there is no resistance to it, and you're going to be able to create it in your life so much quicker and so much easier. Okay, so Matthew, handing over to you, got anything to say about that?
Yeah, I was really into listening to you then. It's just like, yeah, because I think it's the clearer you can be on something, the more likely it is you're going to get the result you'd like. Very much wording as well can be really important. So steering away from want as a word and using preference instead. Is a good way to go, and I think this is where a lot of people sort of like struggle with visualizations and manifesting and that sort of thing, is it's not having a clear idea on how it truly works and how to make it work in the most effective way. So with affirmations for me, it was very much doing that zero clearing, because it doesn't matter how much you tell yourself, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm happy, or whatever it is, or my perfect business it is on its way, or I'm building my perfect family right here, right now. And this is even if you haven't sort of started it's looking at stuff in the future. The more, as Penny said, the more clear you can be on something, the more likely it is you're going to get the result that you desire. I know very much when I started using affirmations for manifestation, it just didn't seem like it was working, and it didn't seem like I was getting the results that I was after. But very much it's down to thought forms and using different words. If you're constantly affirming, I want to be healthy, I want to be wealthy, and I want to be happy, you're just going to be left wanting. That's how the universe works.
I feel like I need to say to everybody who's listening, take a breath now, because that's a lot to take on board. We'll see you after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So we're back, and I just wanted to finish up talking about affirmations for another minute or so, you know, and really emphasize how important it is to zero clear affirmations. You know, it's if we miss out that step of clearing the affirmation, you know, and it's an all too regular occurrence, but it keeps you stuck exactly where you are because you've not dealt with the negative mind chatter. So, you know, I would highly recommend that, you know, when you're looking at affirmations, get out that piece of paper, you know, start off with an affirmation that really resonates with you, and then clear it and use the, you know, the response section for actually clearing it out. And, you know, it's not about sitting there and thinking, oh, what's my negative mind chatter? It will just burst itself onto you as soon as you write out the affirmation. You'll either be going, yeah, pull the other one, or, you know, this one's got bells on, this is not going to work, or whatever it is. You need to write it down, because once you write it down, you get it out of your head onto a piece of paper. And then when you've actually cleared the affirmation, you can scrunch it up, throw it out, rip it up, burn it, or just get rid of it, because it's no longer going to keep on looping around your consciousness. So, you know, it is really important to do that step. And when people come to me and saying, oh, you know, creative visualizations is a bunch of, you know, BS, you know, affirmations don't work. And, you know, my usual response to it is, how are you actually doing these? How are you using these two important tools? And running through with them, in a, usually during a coaching session, run through to them the actual process that they go through, when they think they're not working. And usually it's just a tweak or a slight course adjustment. And then they will go away and practice doing it, and they come back with the most amazing results. You know, I can remember a lady who basically came to me and was doing some work around finding her soulmate. And, you know, she basically told me the process, and this was what she was visualizing. This was what she was imagining. And she would imagine, you know, sitting down and having a really supportive mate, yakka, yakka, yakka. And we just made a couple of tweaks. And within 6 weeks, she'd found her soulmate. Yeah? And I had the great experience of actually going up and reading a lesson when they got married. And it was fantastic because, yeah, I felt so pleased and proud. It was like, you know, my daughter, who imaginary daughter who got married, because it just felt so great. And, you know, things happen and change very, very quickly when you start to get in alignment with your beliefs and what you would like to create for yourself. And you know, again, it's a fact, as I when I first started, it's a fantastic tool for creating and maintaining good health. You know, we forget that we cannot separate our physical health from our mental health, our emotional health, and our spiritual states of being. You know, all the levels are interconnected. And people get sick because on some type of inner level, they think illness is an appropriate response to a situation, or it's inevitable. You know, how many people just turn around and go, you know, oh, you know, well, I'm just getting, my eyesight is getting poorer because I'm getting older. And they expect to have to wear specs, you know, spectacles, or they have to, they're all wearing, you know, what, you know, what are they called? The things you stick in your eye. I've lost the plot. Lenses, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's, they just think it's part of getting older. And you know, many of us, I'm sure, you know, I'm in my 50s. You know, when you get out of bed some morning, it's like you groan and think, oh no. And actually, it's just looking at it, and you know, the process of creative visualization helps you just bounce out of bed in the morning and go, right, here we go. You know, what am I creating today? And looking at it, as Matthew was saying earlier, a journey, an inner journey, which is, can be just absolutely wonderful, you know? But we have a tendency to get out of bed and, oh, here we go. I've got to wind myself up, or I need a cup of coffee to get myself moving and motivated. And, you know, it's the collective unconsciousness that actually, you know, we will get aches and pains as we get older. You know, I don't accept that one. You know, I will use creative visualizations to make sure that my day is moving smoothly. And, you know, I say of Reiki, it's the WD-40 of the universe, but also creative visualizations and affirmations can have enormous impact as long as we're using them in a scientific way. And, you know, I don't want anybody to get upset with me because, you know, when we're in the middle of a disease process or we've had a diagnosis, it's really important to look it in the eye, whatever it is that, that is the problem or situation in your life. It's important to look it in the eye, but also it helps, you know, what creative visualizations and affirmations do is it helps us turn around beliefs that are not actually the truth. You know, just because a doctor or somebody has said to you that you have a problem, you don't need to accept their opinion. And it's just looking at it and going, okay. What unresolved or unbearable inner conflict do I have? And what do I need to do about it? And it's, you know, it's really important to know that any illness is a result of an emotional, mental or spiritual factor, as well as a physical one. You know, we need to realize that we are enormous energy beings and very complex, and we need to look at the core problem, and therefore we need to peel back the levels of the onion to understand what that is. And handing back to Matthew.
Yeah, I think it's such a valid point. There's a saying I love, which is worrying is like praying for what you don't want. And if your mind is full of negative thought forms and negative points of view, and this can be just down to the life experience you've had up to now. How many people actually believe someone when they say you can create anything you like and any preference in your life that you desire? As long as it's clear and you don't have any lessons around it. So a quick example, when I first started using affirmations and trying to manifest more finances for myself, I had some debt at that time that I wasn't 100% addressing, and the universe gave me a reminder of that. And I find a lot of people saying the same thing. Oh, I've been trying to manifest lots of things in my life. I've been using creative visualization and affirmations, but it's just not working. I'm getting the complete opposite experience. And this can be because they're running on programs and thought forms that aren't theirs, but also they're missing the lessons. So as I said, again, we said last week, you, as far as I'm concerned, you either win or you learn. There is no losing here. And so if you're not getting what you're manifesting, why not? And what is it that you need to get? And it could well just be some of those affirmations. With the zero clearing, it's like we say, it's putting in that effort. You've got to put in your, we say 20%, and the universe will provide the other 80. But if you only put in 18, then you're not going to get the results. So it's looking into some of the responses when you do your zero clearing. You'll think, what? That's not actually my point of view, or that's not truly how I feel about that. But we're running on a program that we've created. Perhaps parents told us something when we were younger, and it's gone into the subconscious. So it's really important to dig in and do the zero clearing, and really think and think about what you would like to create.
Also here is that we have a tendency to, you know, and I'm sure Matthew will agree with me, is, you know, when people turn around and say, well, what would you like in your life, or what would you like to create? And they turn around and say, well, I don't want this. And I wouldn't like to live in New York, or I'd find it too urban and it's scary and whatever. And I don't want to have somebody who doesn't look this way or whatever it is. And they come up with a whole list of things that they don't want, instead of actually looking at their preferences of what they would like to create. And as Matthew was saying, it's like the negative smorgasbord board of things that they don't want. And it's flipping that coin, and it's turning around and saying, well, if that's what you don't want, what do you want? But it's like people just haven't thought about it. Well, what do you mean I can be as limitless? What do you mean I can be limitless? You know, and actually, they're more fearful of being a success, and they're more fearful of succeeding and being this amazing, powerful being. They're more fearful of that than actually stepping into their own genius. And you know, this is where, you know, the use of creative visualizations and affirmations can be so helpful in turning around, because it helps us explore who we truly are. And, you know, as I said, you know, it's the quickest way for me to go on vacation on a holiday is just to take a couple of deep breaths and quiet myself down and just go, where would I like to be right here, right now? Yeah, I had a great experience this afternoon. I revisited a venue that we've used for, you know, a lot of years. It just doesn't suit Acorn to Oak and its clients anymore. But I was there and I was sitting there and it was lovely sunshine. And I was talking to three other professionals who do breathwork. And, you know, talking to them, they're the International Breathwork Federation. And I was chatting to them and we were laughing and joking and sharing. And I, you know, just the feeling there of absolute joy and connection. But this morning, that's what I visualized. That's exactly what I visualized, and that's exactly what I affirmed, that this meeting I'm having this afternoon is going to be pivotal within Acorn to Oak. And bang, it happened with such lightness and joy. And, you know, it really brings results very, very quickly when you have a clear intention of what it is that you want to create, what it is that you would like to experience. It's really important to realize that we are these huge, magnificent beings. So thank you for being with us, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.